Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf to Zvav. The Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak gives us a list of things that are poisel the avoida. Zar, oinin, tvoyoyim, mechusu kippurim, mechusu godim, etc. The Torah and Archaim Simen Tzadik Ches tells us that the tefillah is bimkoyim the korban. Because it says, v'nishalmo purim sfaseinu. And he brings the pasuk that the Gemara in Taini says, "Ulaavdei b'cholavavchem." What's avoyde shebelev? That's ayve oimer is a tefillah. In addition, Farshim point out, look at the pirkei der blazer, pirkei tzayin. When it says there the oilum stands and toiru avoyde gmilas chasodim, so pirkei der blazer says, "Ma'i avoyde? What's the avoyde? Zu tefillah." How do we know? Because in the Daniel it says, "Elokoch di ono palach lebetadira." It says that Daniel was worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chi yesh avoyde bebovel? Daniel was out to the Beit Yisrael. Which avoyde do you have over there? Elazu tefillah. Tefillah is the avoyde. And Zub Tzadik says, even if we hold that tefillah is connected to Midin Tikrum in the Gemara and Brachas, but after Churban Beis HaMikdash, the tefillah is the avoyde, as the Torah is telling us. Continues the Torah and says, V'lefikach, therefore, tzich lizar shete dugmas ha-korban. It has to be similar to the korban. V'chavono. So to be careful not to have all the machshavas like bekotchim, the machshavas priselis. Continues and says, "Umi umod, he has to be standing. Do me that avoid the dichti la'amoid l'sharis. But avoid you have to stand. Also, but feel you have to stand. The ashvas are aglaim. The feet have to be together. Ke koyhanim b'shas avoido. So the Bach says over there on the tour." Says the Torah learns that tefillah be exactly like avoido, and that's why all the halachas of korbanis apply to tefillah. And where do we find that the kohanim have to have their two legs together? Says we don't find such a thing, except that we learned in our Mishnah they can't be standing in something else. And the Gemara will tell us the Kamon that it means they can't even have one leg on the floor and one leg on something else. At least lechatchila, even if it be the evidence kosher. So that's what we learn from there, that the two feet have to be together. Continues the Torah and says, "Kiyus makom." It needs to be in one place, like the korbanos, that you have a makom kavua for the korban. And there should be nothing between him and the wall, and between him and the floor, like the korban, the chatzitza, is priselis beinu levein akli, uveinu laritzva, like we see in our Mishnah. And, yilu malbushim noim yuchudim atfil, they have the right beautiful clothes for davening, like the big dekeuno, that we see in our Mishnah. If they're mechusar begadim, you can't do avoido. Also, if you don't dress properly, you can't daven. Very similarly, we find the Ruchas Chaim in Ruchas Tefillah Siman Ayin Ches when he speaks regarding the Shliach Tzibur. So the Shliach Tzibur is compared to the Kohen. And he says also the same way a machshava shalol zmano shechutzah mekoyimo he ruins the korban. So also by Tefillah, if you have, it's not in the right time, not in the right location, it's not the right Tefillah. And the same way, the Kohanim have to be people that were roy to avoido. That's a heavy shliach tzibur has to be roy to be a shliach tzibur. And he says very strongly that a shliach tzibur, well, because of shliach tzibur, he's not roy to be a shliach tzibur. So we ain't makifim. There, the punishment comes right away. They don't wait to punish from Shemayim. And the Torah concludes after he says all these dugumores that we learn from our Mishnah, from the whole Masechta regarding korbanos. He says, "Achar she has said dugmas a korban." It's going to go where the korban goes to. We'll make it a crown to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But adds the tour one more thing, immediately afterwards. He says, the person is not thinking, you know, I daven, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to me. Kivanti b'tfilos, I did kavono. Adu Rabbo. So Shemaski Avin Yisuf. That reminds it, hey, but the avoidance, maybe you don't deserve it. Who am I? Person should know that whatever he gets HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bechesed. And maybe one can suggest this also is learned for korbanos. Because the korbanos, when a person gives a korban, as we mentioned before, a person brings a korban, as instead of him going on the Mizbeach, he gives the korban to the Mizbeach. It's miskarv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no demands by a korban. There's no saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I gave you a korban, I want to get something in return. It's a bakasha, it's a tachnunim. So that's what we learn by tefillah too. A person should not rely and say, if I daven, so I deserve it. But kolponim, we learn from the whole inyan of the avoido, all the halachas of korbanis, the way the tefillah needs to look like. To join or to sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.